This is the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. It's Thursday evening, August 20th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold in quote 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Seabridge Gold in quote in 2Q26, highlighting the strengthening of the KSM development and financing setup. The company continues to advance an earn-in JV with its preferred partner, securing a US $100 million strategic facility for funding certainty. Quarterly financials show Q2 net income reflecting a one-time Courageous Lake distribution gain, with the partnership process key to potential stock revaluation. Stonegate updates coverage on NZX Limited. 1H26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on NZX Limited, noting modest improvement in 1H26 results. Smart and wealth technologies are driving growth, while capital markets awaits normalization. Margin decline attributed to transition costs and investments, with expected improvement in 2H26. Contracted migrations support medium-term growth visibility. Management tracking toward FY26 guidance midpoint, boasting near-term earnings confidence.
U.S. retail sales record their steepest decline in a year. U.S. retail sales recorded their steepest decline in a year, dropping by 0.6% in July, the largest monthly decrease since May last year. Factors such as post-World Cup spending, the end of tax refund-related purchases, and fatigue from Amazon Prime Day splurges are believed to have contributed to this downturn. Companies like Berkshire Hathaway Inc., heavily invested in retail, may use this data to gauge the rest of the year's outlook.
Investor news breaks. Frontiers North America announces August 27th closing of expanded Regulation A Plus offering after raising more than $45 million. Frontiers North America announced the closing of its expanded Regulation A Plus offering on August 27th. Raising over $45 million. The company attracted more than 15,000 shareholders and surpassed its initial qualified ceiling. This funding will support the development of its Mason County, West Virginia project, creating jobs and advancing its FAS Form T, solid carbon fractionation process. Investors can still participate in the offering until the deadline. Market Street Capital Inc. closing financing gap behind U.S. manufacturing reshoring. Market Street Capital Inc. is bridging the financing gap for U.S. manufacturing reshoring projects. With many manufacturers struggling to access capital, Market Street Capital helps by structuring multiple financing instruments. The reshoring trend in the U.S. is driven by supply chain resilience and reduced reliance on China. Despite over 2 million announced manufacturing jobs since 2010, financing remains a challenge for mid-market manufacturers. So, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.